on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Happy Wednesday. For the last time with you on InFocus, Brady Bowman. And it's weird. It's a weird feeling, but we're going out on a great show. I wouldn't have it any other way with the guests that I have in the studio with me right now. Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Good morning. Welcome. Good
morning, Brady.
Good morning, Brady. Congratulations on the new gig.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Glad to have you on. Always appreciate working with you. And now for the last time with me in the seat on InFocus, let's talk some schools.
What is this, a dance-a-thon in the studio?
Yeah, you can see my awesome dance moves.
This is look like the gopher from Caddyshack.
That's about right. That's excellent.
It was like this? That was the gopher?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got like a stuffed animated one of those. That's all he does. Kind of shakes his behind a little bit.
That's about all
Don't
I got.
Go there. Don't go there.
That's about all
Just
I got.
Just do the yarn thing.
We're talking schools here again with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, also Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, and we're about a month into the new school year. How's it been going so far?
We're right at 4 weeks in. Things have been going very, very well. Getting some transportation issues worked out, but kids are back in classes, and teaching and learning is occurring, so things are going well.
We are as well. I think our start date was right about the same day as Rock Creek. But yeah, we are back in the swing. A lot of activities already taking place. We introduced new teachers to our board on Monday night at the board meeting. I think we have 21 or 22 new staff in our district. Our enrollment is up just slightly, around 30, 35 students. That's still kind of fluctuating. We have, I guess, some people just don't know for sure those first few weeks because we seem to have a few people come and go in those first few weeks. But, over at Romigo, things are going well.
And still got it. September 20th is that official count day. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And, Kevin, how's that looking?
Our enrollment's up a little bit, 25, 30 students, a little less than what we'd expected, but very sustainable growth. So that was nice not to have a big influx this year.
Stability's good.
Stability is good.
Especially for planning, right?
Moderate growth is awesome. Stability's good.
Yeah. And just if people didn't realize, so our enrollment is tied to funding, but with the new funding formula, this growth in enrollment doesn't really impact our budgets till next year. Budgets are based on the prior year or prior 2 years of enrollment. And so it's good, but we won't see that additional dollars until next year.
I do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And some other updates you want to go over, I'm sure you have some board meetings and those sort of things.
Yeah, we had a board meeting, as Tim did, this last Monday night. We had ours at our St. George School. At each individual building, we'll have a board meeting to start the year, and we introduced new staff there. So we had 8 new staff members at St. George we introduced. Big changes at St. George this year is we had a retiring principal that had been there for 26 years prior. So Mr. Dan Ackland is the new principal down there, and he's off to a great start. Also had counselor leave down at St. George and a replacement there, and then several teachers. So a lot of new faces, a few procedural changes that are going over very, very well. But board meeting issues, the board heard from our construction manager, McCown Gordon, and also from the architect, Martin Haney, regarding our construction projects out at the Rock Creek campus. And with all the rain we've had over the last couple of weeks, things had been at a standstill for 8 or 9 days. Got geared up moving some dirt again Monday of this week. Limited in some areas, some higher areas. They could move some dirt to lower areas, holding a lot of water. So construction's moving on smoothly. Planning continuing to be done there for once we do get some building started, what the exterior finishes look like, interior finishes, things like that. We've also got a teaching and learning initiative going on right now with the cooperative learning engagement structures, and we've got our next 2 days of training coming up October 8th and 9th. Reminded the board that this next Monday, our teachers have a plan day, so students will not be in section in session on Monday, the 17th of September.
And I want to go back to that retiring principal. He said 26 years. That's quite the
run. Yeah, Mrs. Edwards had a good run down at St. George, and she decided to retire at the end of last year. And so, yeah, just some different changes, you know, new faces, different ways of doing things. But, you know, they're getting smoothed over and going well.
What do you think the secret would be to having a 26-year career in education, in public education?
Success. That's the only way you're going to stay somewhere for that long is if you're being very successful. And St. George Elementary has been very successful.
Here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, who you just heard speaking. We also got Superintendent Wamego Schools, Tim Winter. And Tim, if you want to update us on some school board happenings.
Sure. We had some similar topics. Like I said, we also introduced our new staff. And we have a new principal in our district as well. Travis Graber, who had been a business teacher at the Wamego High School, is now our new middle school principal. He took over for Mrs. Vicki Jennings, who resigned her position after 12 years of a good career at Wamego Middle School. And Travis is off and running. He's done a great job of having a positive impact immediately and early with students and parents and his staff. And he's just doing a fantastic job and really brought a new energy to that building. And we're like what he's got going on so far, and I think he's off to a great start. We also added an SRO position this school year. So we've had Eric Coleman. He's our new student resource officer. That's a partnership we have with the Wamego Police Department, where they're funding a portion of that of this person's benefit and salaries. But we essentially are paying for the benefit and salaries and partnering with the Wamego Police Department in the city to have Eric in our buildings, working with students, working with staff, being a friendly face, and just letting people know that he's there to help keep a safer environment, help in planning crisis plans, helping with educating our students and our staff on laws and things of that nature. But he's just had a real positive impact as well. He works very well with all people. He's got a solid law enforcement background, and we're just real excited to have him on staff. And he's going to be a real good resource. Something we may want to talk about is the new law that now requires us to do 9 crisis drills throughout the school year, and he's going to help in the planning process and facilitating those and so forth.
And forgive me if you mentioned this and I just missed it, but is this an additional SRO officer? Because I would imagine you've had one before.
Yeah. Well, we have the county sheriff's department. Greg Wright, the sheriff, has an SRO on staff for the county. So Kevin, and Onega, Flint Hills Christian.
I think a little bit of Blue Valley.
A little bit of Oldsburg
St.
Elementary.
St. Mary's.
Yeah. So all the Pottawatomie County schools have one SRO sponsored by the sheriff's department, and that's Christian Torres, and Christian does a fantastic job, but he's spread pretty thin. So he's in and out of our buildings. You know, we'll see him a couple times a week. And Kevin, you guys probably see him a couple times a week.
We do. We see him a lot more at Rock Creek than at our elementary schools just because of location. Christian, awesome sheriff's officer, awesome SRO.
Mm-hmm. And then the local PD, they did designate an officer also that would try and spend a couple days a week in our buildings. But now with this added position, you know, we have a guaranteed law enforcement officer in our district every day. And with the agreement that if there's an emergency in town that's not super critical, you know, Eric is still going to be in our buildings looking out for our students and our staff and won't be called off site to go do something that's not necessarily life-threatening. So it's a real benefit and an increase in our SRO resources.
And was this something that's been in the works for a couple of years, or is this something that going into this school year that everybody decided we need somebody here 24/7?
Sure. We've been talking about it for a couple of years, but then those discussions really amped up last year throughout the year. You know, there's been some things discussed and put down through the state level in terms of safety and security, and of course with the continued violence in schools across the country, many schools are taking more precautions and just trying to do a better job of keeping their buildings safe and secure. So it has been a discussion for a couple of years, but last year was really the big year to plan and make it happen. And of course, with additional funding, finally getting the funding formula and kind of having some consistency from year to year with school funding, that's made it more viable and doable as well.
Was there any sort of one event that led to that? I just kind of think back to February when there was that shooting in Wamego. In February, was it kind of after that that everybody decided, hey, maybe we, or was that already in the works? Were you already thinking about it before that incident?
No, it was already in the works. I believe we, at that point, we'd already met with the city commission at least one time or traded some information and started those discussions.
All right. Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. Also have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance